Welcome to D&B College. Today we're making a rewind moment feel dirty, musical, and properly jungle by saturating it with swing inside Ableton Live 12. Now, a rewind is more than just a fun drop trick. In drum and bass, it's a pressure release moment. It can reset the dance floor, fake out the listener, or flip the energy from straight club drive into that old school tension that immediately says jungle. The goal here is not just to reverse audio. The goal is to make that rewind feel lopsided, worn in, and full of movement, so it sounds like it belongs in a serious jungle set. Why this works in D&B is simple. A rewind without swing can feel flat and modern, but once you give it a little bounce, a little grit, and a bit of tape-worn attitude, it starts to feel human. It feels like the track is folding backward and pulling sideways at the same time. That's the vibe we want. Start with a source that can survive reversal. Keep it small and rhythmically clear. A drum fill, a snare hit, a short break chop, or a bass stab from your own track all work really well. Put it on an audio track, and keep it tight, usually 1 to 2 bars at most. If you start from drums, choose something with a snare accent and some top-end motion. If you start from bass, use a stab or note tail with a bit of mid-range character. You want a source that still has a recognizable shape when it's turned around. What to listen for here is this. Does the phrase still read like a gesture when you reverse it? Or does it just become random noise? If it still suggests a musical movement, you're in good shape. If not, fix the source before you start processing. Once the source is right, reverse the clip and trim it for impact. In Ableton, you can reverse the audio and then tighten the clip, so the rewind lands exactly where you want the backward pull to begin. For D&B, the best rewind moments are usually short and deliberate. Half a bar to 1 bar is often enough. You do not want it dragging on and stealing energy from the drop. If there's a long decay, crop it or shorten it so it doesn't smear into the next hit. For a cleaner old-school style rewind, keep the reverse shape obvious. For a murkier jungle vibe, let a little tail hang around. And once you find a rewind shape that works, print it to audio. That makes it much easier to edit the timing and the envelope, without constantly hearing the source change underneath you. Commit early when it feels right. That's a rebel workflow win. Now let's add swing. And this is where beginners often go too far. You do not want the rewind to sound sloppy or late. You want controlled lilt. A tiny timing shift can do a lot. Think around 10 to 25 milliseconds, not massive moves. Just enough to make it feel like it's leaning into the bar instead of sitting perfectly upright. You've got two useful directions here. If you want tight old school pressure, keep the rewind almost on grid and only add the smallest amount of swing. That's great when the rest of the track is already busy and you want the rewind to act like a sharp cue. If you want a wobblier jungle character, allow a slightly more obvious lurch, especially if your source comes from break material. That gives it more of that broken-in, heritage feel. What to listen for now is whether the rewind still feels locked to the bar. If it starts sounding like it's dragging behind the drums instead of dancing with them, you've pushed the swing too far. Keep it intentional. Keep it musical. Next, shape the sound with a simple device chain. Two easy starting points in live are saturator into EQ8 into compressor, or drum bus into EQ8. If you use saturator, start with around 2 to 6 dB of drive. Soft clip can help if the peaks are too spiky, and you want a slightly more squared off edge. The idea is not just loudness. It's to bring out the upper mids and make the rewind feel more urgent and physical. With EQ8, clean the low end first. High pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz depending on the source. If it's a drum-based rewind, let the sub belong to the kick and bass line. If there's too much boxiness, dip a little in the 250 to 500 Hz area. If you're using drum bus, keep boom under control unless you specifically want the rewind to thump. A touch of crunch can add broken texture, but don't let the transient get cloudy. This is why it works in D&B. Saturation makes the rewind feel like a physical event, almost like tape or a worn console being pushed hard. In jungle and old-school D&B, that slight ugliness is part of the emotion. You are not polishing it into a clean FX sweep, you are giving it character. Now think about the shape of the sound itself. Twing is not only timing, it's also envelope shape. If the rewind attacks too fast or hangs too long, it can feel stiff. Shorten the decay if it's too long. Keep the attack clear enough to read. And let just a little bit of tail remain so the motion can blur into the next beat. If your source is a bass stab, you can darken it during the rewind with a filter move. For example, sweep a low pass down as it reverses, or automate it in the opposite direction if you want the rewind to bloom out. You're trying to make the rewind feel like it has a rhythmic body, not just a filtered smear. What to listen for here is whether you can still hear the phrase inside the movement. If all you hear is hiss and wash, you've gone too far. A very useful jungle move is to layer a second texture behind the main rewind. That could be a chopped break snippet, a reversed snare tail, vinyl crackle, tape texture, or a short filtered impact. Keep it quieter than the main rewind. Use it to suggest motion, not to take over. High pass it if it's crowding the low end, or low pass it if it's too bright. This is the layer that gives you that worn tape personality without losing punch. And be careful with stereo width. Keep the main rewind fairly centered, especially if it carries timing information. If you want width, put it on the brighter texture layer, not the core rhythmic event. That way the center stays strong and the drop can slam back in with authority. If the rewind gets too wide, it can smear the image and weaken the return of the bass line. Keep the low and important stuff focused. At this point, test the rewind in context. This is really important. A rewind can sound cool solo and still fail in the track. Loop it with the kick, snare, and bass around the transition. Listen to whether the snare still cuts through, whether the bass entrance stays clear, and whether the rewind steals too much weight from the drop. If it fights the snare, dip a little around 2 to 4 kHz on the rewind. If it crowds the bass, high pass it harder. If it's exciting but too loud, turn it down before you add more processing. In DNB, the issue is often level before it is sound design. The rewind should frame the drop, not compete with it. A strong arrangement move is to treat the rewind like a moment, not a loop. Let it arrive, peak, and get out of the way. A one-bar rewind followed by a brief pause or a half-beat of space can make the next drop hit much harder. For an old-school feel, you might let it run across the last half of a phrase and then slam back in. For a more modern roller, keep it shorter and tighter. Think like a DJ. The transition needs to be readable, short, and impactful. Here's a nice extra coaching tip. If you're not sure whether the effect is working, compare the processed version against the original unprocessed reverse clip. The version with the strongest rhythmic identity usually wins, even if it sounds less exciting by itself. And if the difference is mostly just louder and dirtier, you probably need more shape, not more drive. Let's talk flavor. If you want a cleaner old-school rewind, keep the source more obvious, use moderate saturation, and keep the timing tighter. That's great when your track already has plenty of break detail. If you want a heavier jungle rewind, drive the saturation harder, allow more texture underneath, and let the swing feel a bit more broken. That gives you that underground, dust-covered energy. A really strong option is to version your ideas. Print a clean rewind, a mid-dirty version, and a more damaged one. Use the cleaner one for the first transition and save the rougher one for the second drop or the final reset. That makes the track feel like it's evolving instead of repeating. Small move, big result. Let's quickly recap the core idea. Build a short source that already has rhythmic identity. Reverse it and trim it so it lands with intent. Add a tiny amount of swing, not sloppy drift. Saturate it for grit, high pass the low end, and use a cue to keep the important transient range clear. Add a subtle texture layer if you need more jungle weight. Keep the main event centered, check it in context with the drums and bass, and make sure it behaves like a phrase marker, not a random effect. What to listen for in the finished result is this. Does it still feel rhythmic when the drums come back in? Can you hear the original phrase inside the reverse motion? Does the drop feel stronger after the rewind, not weaker? And does it still make sense in mono? If the answer is yes, you've got a proper jungle rewind. Now for a quick challenge. Build one usable rewind moment in the next 15 minutes using only stock Ableton devices. Use a drum fill, snare, or short bass stab from your own track. Keep the rewind under one bar. Use no more than two processing devices after the source. High pass it so it stays out of the sub. Then place it before a drop or phrase change and check whether it feels like a real transition. If you want to level up, to the 20-minute version 2, make two rewinds from the same source. One should be tighter and clearer for the first transition. The second should be darker, rougher, and more swung for the second drop moment. That's how you start thinking like an arranger, not just a sound designer. Good stuff. Take your time. Trust the groove, and remember, a great rewind doesn't just sound cool, it changes the energy of the whole track. Go build one, print it, and make it hit.